Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by Lake Michigan Credit Union. If you're new to the podcast or have been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed around breaking down the ins and outs of financial aspects, as well as to help bring answers to some of the banking's more confusing or complex questions. I'm one of your hosts, Brett. With me on the mic, my good friend, my co-host, Aldina.
Hello.
Hey. I'll tell you, it's finally, you know, that time of the year where the sun's coming out more.
Finally.
It's getting warmer.
Oh my goodness.
Grass and the trees are turning green again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just nice. It's April.
Mm-hmm.
And April.
Exciting month of
it
April.
It is. So many really great things that happened throughout the month of April. Mm-hmm. But a couple we're going to be talking about today on the episode. We're going to be jumping in about our financial literacy month. There's mm-hmm. so many really exciting things that we can showcase on that. But also, it's April, and hopefully by now, listeners have filed for their taxes. And if
let's
not,
hope so.
That's right. If not, you've filed for some extensions or something. But
thank goodness we have that option.
That's right. But you know, we want to also help listeners in understanding. Well, what do you do now? You know, mm-hmm. maybe you're getting your refunds in if you maybe have filed earlier so far this year, mm-hmm. Or if you're like me who waited till a bit of the last minute. I'm just starting to finally see those checks come in. But yeah, before we do, Aldina, I would love for listeners to understand a little bit more about what our financial wellness month looks like and why, you know, that's important to LMCU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So just as Brett mentioned, April is known as Financial Literacy Month, or here we also call it Financial Wellness Month too.
Yeah.
So that is a month where we as an organization go out in our community and really focus on spreading the word of financial literacy and connecting with our community partners who do have the same passion when it comes to financial education.
Yeah.
And really, you know, volunteering our time to work together with our schools and nonprofits, as well as advocating for those financial literacy requirements that schools have to maintain.
Sure.
As well too. So it's been amazing to see all of the things that we've already done in the month of April. I know we have done a lot here in Grand Rapids, really in Michigan as a whole, but I know also our branches in Florida have been super active in the community, spreading the word of financial wellness, which makes me so excited just to kind of see how financial literacy looks so different in all of our upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've really enjoyed the young audience, you know,
for sure.
our kindergartners, our, you know, elementary school, and then even our adult learners, to see when that light bulb goes off and they're like, oh my goodness, it just all makes sense right now.
Right. Well, and it's fun too, because you know, you think about sometimes it's first teaching the students.
Yeah.
And in many different areas and communities, sometimes it's the students that are going to have to teach their parents.
Yes.
You know,
we've
for
seen
a multitude
of
different reasons. But that extra financial literacy step in helping to, you know, educate our students, but mm-hmm. then also going that next level, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Where we're helping bring more awareness to adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we have some really great programs that we do as well at LMCU for like first-time home buyers.
Yes.
And, you know, honestly, for a whole bunch of different mortgage-related things. But, you know, just being able to help those that have questions, mm-hmm. have a place where they can come to get those answers and really understand and be a little bit more aware of what mm-hmm. to do in some of these financial, big financial decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For sure.
So many resources available for all of our listeners. And the biggest one, let's just start off with our podcast.
Yeah. Brett, you're listening to it right now.
Yes. Yes. What have been some topics that we've covered with some of the guest speakers?
Absolutely. Well, you know, some of the few that pop into my head right away that I even have to tell listeners right now, there's times where after an episode, mm-hmm. We'll hit end on our recording, and I myself will say, okay, now tell me more about this, because I'd never heard of some of these things. And a couple that stand out, we had a great episode maybe a year or two ago. Be sure to check that one out if you haven't listened to it, all around thinking about debt consolidation. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in those moments of several credit cards, mm-hmm. or you're in a situation where you're just not sure how to maybe get out of debt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Joe, who was on our show for that guest speaker, he really helped make it seem very understandable about the snowball and avalanche approach, mm-hmm. and just how you can come at it at different ways in how you want to attack your debt.
Yeah.
Because again, it's all in the matter of what you're comfortable to do.
Absolutely.
And so that really resonated with me in that time of thinking about how to consolidate some mm-hmm. of this debt, which again, frees up for you to be able to do a lot of other things like mm-hmm. savings and some of those. And we've got some great episodes on that one as well, mm-hmm. of just thinking about where and how you can save. You know, Aldina, you've been on the show obviously as both a guest, but now mm-hmm. as a host.
Yes.
And some of the guest appearances you were on as well were so powerful to think about how to save, mm-hmm. how to go about budgeting yourself. So
my favorite topic.
It is. And so, you know, those episodes are still in our library. So if this is your first episode you're listening to today, mm-hmm. be sure if you're, you know, go back, check out some of those different topics. Beyond those though, we've talked about, again, managing that credit, but also thinking about insurance and how you can go about, you know, shopping around in today's mm-hmm. environment. There's a lot that goes on into that as well.
But I really learned a lot from Ken during that episode.
Yeah,
same. That was very helpful. So I encourage everyone to take a listen on that one too.
That's right. And again, for listeners, if you've been listening for a little while now, or if you're just tuning in, you know, we understand that finance is not cookie cutter, right? Mm-hmm. It is definitely customized to your unique needs. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are so passionate. And what better month to talk about those passions than, yes. of course, in our financial literacy month. But to get into a branch or pick up the phone and give us a call, mm-hmm. we love to answer questions. Whether you're a member or not, we love to help those in our communities find their financial freedom, mm-hmm. if you will, find that financial security.
Mm-hmm. So, we have a lot of LMCU staff who are expert in different areas of what you are mm-hmm. seeking to accomplish. So give us a call, like Brett said, or if you feel more comfortable with that face-to-face interaction, yeah. go into one of our local branches and they will be more than happy to either draft a budget with you or take a look at if those credit cards are truly haunting you and you just yeah. don't know how to get out. They will be able to help you with a step-by-step plan on how to cut that debt in, you know, an actual attainable goal. So like following sure. those SMART goals. Also another thing too, just a few weeks ago, I was in a classroom and I very much remember talking about the 50-30-20 rule. Have you heard of that one, Brett?
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that one is basically saying, you know, when you take a look at your paycheck and you have your net income after you have Your taxes have been taken out.
Sure.
You take a look and you basically put that in the 50-30-20 rule, which 50% is your needs. So your, your housing, your transportation, your food, all of those things that you need to maintain a lifestyle, right?
Sure.
And then the 30% is your wants. We all have our wants. Yeah. Some might be like my husband watching soccer.
I might want a video game.
Lovely subscriptions.
Oh, no, that's true. Those subscriptions.
Yes, yes.
They start adding up.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But it is fine. You know, it is okay to have your wants in moderation. So 30% of your net income should go towards those wants, right? Yeah. Like if you love clothes or you like to change out your shoes often, you know, that is something that you would put in that category. And then 20% of that should always go towards your goal or mm-hmm. your savings, I apologize. So meaning that one of the students said, but I don't even make that much. So like, why would I put that percentage of that? And the rule is really like that rule applies to anyone. If you make sure. little money or a lot of money, you still have a percentage of that to allocate towards those categories that help you maintain a healthy financial lifestyle.
And you know, I think too, it adds that next level of just being very intentional with mm-hmm. your money when it's coming in and how mm-hmm. you're budgeting for those things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of approach may be something worth considering, or maybe it's how do you offset where you're trying to save more? Mm-hmm. Beyond just in the savings, maybe it's a debt situation.
Yes.
So, you know, what are some thoughts on that, Aldina, as far as like, hey, maybe I got to determine if I've got a lot of debt. Maybe I need to drop that if that's what's mm-hmm. holding me back from saving regularly.
I love that you mentioned the holding you back, because that's part of a huge stress factor in your life. So when you have debt, which, you know, a lot of us have it, you know, yeah. but then there's the debt that is kind of like a given for your day to day. And then there's the debt, unfortunately, that is just making you like, you're drowning and yeah. you're stressed out and all of that. If you're in that situation, I'm not sure I would ever recommend that you like focus on building up this hefty savings account. At right. that point, if that's a huge stress factor in your life, then focus on paying down some of that debt. And that's it's great. Like there's something about, you know, crushing that goal, and it's satisfying to see, you know, even the way you approach that payoff too,
sure.
it makes you feel like you've accomplished this big, big task. So take, you know, the two approaches you mentioned, avalanche and the snowball effect. You know, you can look those two up and see which fits Absolutely. You best, right? So a lot of the people I have talked to, they said that they love doing the smallest credit card balance first, and that kind of gets them going and all of that. But if that approach does not work for you and you rather tackle one with the highest interest rate, then
sure.
that's the right fit for you too.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, I think about for listeners, when you're kind of looking at this, there's again, so many different ways to go about that, depending on your situation. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're sitting in a spot where, you know, your savings is really in a good spot mm-hmm. and your debt is really quite manageable or non-existent. First of all, congratulations.
Yes, that's you're a great in the rare spot percentage. To be in.
But the other part is, you know, if you're not sure yet what you're going to do with that, mm-hmm. or you're still trying to decide whether it should be a debt thing or if I should save that, mm-hmm. Don't wait on that check. At least get that into some kind of a high yield checking account or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, we don't talk products usually like salesy or anything,
yes.
but again, I can't help but say we have an incredible resource with our max checking account mm-hmm. with 3% interest. There are very few places that you can get that kind of a return with really such a low amount of risk associated with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you might want to put it in the market, but there's a risk there that could go,
yes.
you know, whereas something at least to hold it for a little bit for you to determine what's the next step. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is still going to be used for debt, but might as well start earning some interest on
I
that right
I love that
away.
You mentioned that. Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah. For sure.
So we're also in the time of merit increases
yes.
and annual reviews and all of that. So Brett, why don't we talk a little bit about that? And, you know, what does a raise mean to us? What are some of the options that our listeners could consider?
Well, you know, I think for some listeners, a raise could be life-changing mm-hmm. or it's just helping to cover cost of living increases. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that it's similar to like our tax, you know, refunds.
Yeah.
I think it's always wise to remember, hey, if you were able to make ends meet mm-hmm. with what you had before your raise, then you can have an opportunity to keep living in that lifestyle. Yeah. If it's a healthy one, I mean, if you're just
yes.
really pushing the margins really, really tight, you're probably going to need some relief and that mm-hmm. might come in the raise. Like I said, life-changing, mm-hmm. but if it's not necessarily something that is critical to your financial, you know, safety, if mm-hmm. you will, maybe consider living in the same financial lifestyle you mm-hmm. had before that raise.
Yes.
So then
yes.
that addition can start being your savings tool. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, and I'm just as guilty of it myself and my mindset of it's hard to get started with savings because mm-hmm. you've become so accustomed to your financial lifestyle that mm-hmm. you've had. Mm-hmm. Well, this almost becomes a baked in option to say, hey, your lifestyle can start changing with just saving that extra $50 or $75 that's in your paycheck from your raise. Mm-hmm. That little bit, though, can make a big difference. And really, as like I said before, as long as it's not affecting you in a major financial way, you can continue living the life you've had. Mm-hmm. while still having this on the side.
Living within your means.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I, you know, I like what you said earlier too about understanding that, you know, everything in moderation You know, there's a certain point where you have to say, I don't want to necessarily say I can't do that ever again, but I need to be mindful of how frequent and what moderation that is. Mm-hmm. You know, if I really, which I do, value going and having a nice meal, I may only be able to do that once a month at most.
Yes.
And keeping that moderation mindset is crucial. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes. I know that we had an episode about goal setting earlier in the year.
That's
and
right.
I remember we had a great guest speaker from Marmalous Lifestyles.
Yeah.
We had that on her. Carmen talked very big on that. So definitely check that out. But honestly, it's also, that's one of those things. It's never too late to set financial goals either. So, you know, consider your short term medium term, even medium terms are those 2 to 5 year goals, and then long term goals, anything beyond, you know, your 5 year mark. So consider putting some of those goals into place and really seeing where you see yourself going.
Yeah.
So that short term goal is anything up to a year. So, you know, what makes sense for you right now? So I'll give one example, and I would love to hear a short-term goal from you.
okay.
I know, I'm throwing you on the
spot.
You
got to go first, because I got to be thinking about
it. Yes, yes, yes. So our big thing, you know, as you know, we just bought a house last year, and we moved in, and, you know, there was lots of work to be done on that home. However, the interior was our main focus, right?
Sure.
So the exterior is not looking so great right now.
okay.
And so there's a lot of, you know, work, but the biggest thing is I always wanted this beautiful landscaping, right? And the current landscaping situation is not horrible, but it's also not pretty. So because it's not like an immediate thing that we need to
sure.
put our attention to, we actually have it where we're setting aside money to go towards that for next year. So hopefully
great.
Next spring we'll have enough set aside so that it doesn't feel like this huge burden. And it's actually an enjoyable project that we get to do. So
sure.
Landscaping is our 1 year goal to put set aside money. Apparently it's very expensive. So
it can be.
Yeah,
but that curb appeal can also really turn around and pay dividends if you ever decide to sell your house too. So there's a bit of investment in that, I would say too.
Our home is beautiful, but it's still stuck in the 90s. So we got to give it a little facelift.
That's right. That's awesome. Well, I mean, I have a lot of different projects around the house that I would love to do, but, and it's funny, again, hopefully listeners can resonate with, you know, our examples, because it's all about what season of life you're in or what's happening in those moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us right now where we're at, our short-term goal, which is still about 2 years away, is, so my daughter is in marching band, and her senior year, she will be going down to Florida to Disney World on a huge band trip, and some really cool things to get to do. Well, they need chaperones. And so for us, my wife and I, we both were like, we really want to go.
Yes.
Number one, we'd like to go down and see her and cheer her on.
Yeah,
but if we can also help in being chaperones. But now we are in the financial moment of, we have 3 trips essentially down to Disney World that we're going to need to pay for.
Yes.
And so we're really working on putting some money aside every month so that we've got that. So thankfully their payments are, you know, sporadic or kind of separated, if you will.
Yes. Yeah.
But still, just kind of being prepped. I mean, 3 people going, you know, it's a little expensive.
That is such a good goal, but also a huge milestone for your daughter, for the family, of just being able to do that experience together.
Exactly.
And it's going to last a lifetime.
And that's just it.
That.
You know, for listeners, hopefully you can hear, I mean, whether you're looking at, hey, I got some home improvements, because believe me, I've got a kitchen I want to remodel as well. But right now it's about those different points. And for me right now, having that once in a lifetime opportunity of experiencing that, those are valid financial goals to still put there. You know, it's a bit of a trip and it's a little luxury, but at the same time, it's that priceless life memory that you'll have.
Yeah.
Being able to invest in your home is going to be always a good option.
Yes.
And so there's just a lot of ways that you can kind of think about your goals in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe for some, it's just as simple as saying, I want to be able to save up enough so I can finally stop renting.
Yes.
Right. I
want
to finally
ownership.
Stop out, you know, and own my own home.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. So, I mean, other goals can also be where you say in the next year, 2 years, I want to become debt-free, you know, or I don't want to carry this credit card debt. So it doesn't always have to be, you know, a home project or, you know, a vacation or something, you know, like our examples. In most cases, it really is, I just don't want the stress anymore. I want to cut down this debt and have it be manageable, and I want to enjoy life, you know? So, and as we grow and evolve in our knowledge with finances, it is okay. We all messed up at some point.
That's exactly right.
The good thing is that there's so many options available for us to, you know, change that pattern and really invest into our financial growth.
For sure. Now, one last thing before we start wrapping up on that same topic of setting goals. You know, I think it's always beneficial to see your goal, see its maximum potential to being accomplished. Don't set a goal and then do it in a vacuum. Go to some trusted people. Maybe it's just one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a couple that are going to help you on that journey to stay accountable.
Yes.
Because sometimes that accountability buddy is all it takes to stick to it, because it is tough. It's hard not to when you're, you know, going to the store and you're like, oh man, I want to splurge on that new thing or this new upgraded phone or watch or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught into that. Having somebody there that can, you know, really be that cheerleader or that accountability kind of buddy.
Check in on you every so often and see how close you are to your goal.
That's right. And you know, look, sometimes we do splurge. And I think it's important that everybody listening understands there is a level of having grace for yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet also understanding that that just means there's an opportunity to do it even better next time.
Yes.
So really lean in on having that accountability buddy, someone that you can really trust that's going to have your back. And honestly, it's you being their accountability buddy too.
Oh, yes.
It's sometimes easier to accomplish your own goals when you're also helping someone accomplish their goals too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a nice synergy thing. There's a corporate word for you, but it is though. There is, there's a really cool aspect of that cycle. But.
It's all about living within your means, moderation. We've talked about that a little bit. And honestly, just enjoying life.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we really hope that you check out some of the previous podcast content that we have, as well as, you know, checking out meeting with one of the branch staff members as well. They have a lot of great insight for you. And amongst all of that, there's also so many other resources online.
Yeah.
Literally anything that you want to know is at your fingertips.
That's right. And there's some really exciting things. Like, just so listeners know, we are always on a financial journey at LMCU as far as how we can bring the best material, the best resources to really help you with your financial security in your life. And so, again, be sure to be checking out our website. We have some incredible financial tools and calculators and whatnot, and some really exciting stuff coming in the future as well in that same area. So again, stay tuned to those things. There's going to be some exciting new financial tools that we'll be offering for those that are listening. And again, whether you're a member or not, we have these tools available on our website, and we would love for you to check them out and check those and see if they maybe have some value to you.
Yes.
I'd be surprised if they don't.
LMCU.org.
That's right. Well, again, you know, Aldina, it has been a great episode. Listeners might be like, oh, now it's time for trivia. And well, unfortunately today, it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it's the two of us.
It's just the two of us. So we hope that for listeners, you'll understand. But more importantly, that you'll check us out on our social channels. We are on Facebook, Instagram, we're on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can check us out also on our website, again, like Aldina said, lmcu.org. We're also on all your favorite podcasting networks. We're on Spotify, Apple, Amazon. So you'll find us somewhere. But until then, we hope you have a great rest of your month, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, thank you for sharing your day with us.
Indeed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit lmcu.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.